Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John Landecker in for Dave Plyer this Friday evening, and Joe Franzese is with us on the phone. He is a DePaul graduate, U.S. Marine, former U.S. Marine, Iraq War veteran, board member of the Chicago Marines Foundation. First of all, Joe, thank you sincerely for your service.
Oh, happy to do it. Thank you. It was a pleasure to serve.
Wow. I mean, I'm just so impressed with the Marines just in general.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, we try to serve our country as the best that we can.
Well, you do. you've achieved that goal. You know, and I was...
Thank you.
I was trying to look up at some background stuff, and maybe I know about the Marines, I thought. And then I'm like, Sure. Wait a minute. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, what is all that about? So... I look it up, and so there's this Mexican War years ago with Montezuma, who's got, I don't know, some hold on Aztec property or something in Mexico, and the Marines take him down. So I understand that's sort of the halls of Montezuma. Now, where Montezuma's revenge comes from, I don't know.
It might be our fault. I don't want to take responsibility, but yeah, the Marines might have something to do with that. So yeah, don't drink the water. Yeah,
right. And then Tripoli was a whole different thing. And those all were immortalized in the Marine hymn, as it's known.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, it's really something. What birthday is this for the Marines?
This is the 247th birthday for the Marine Corps.
Wow. And something tells me that Marines know how to party. Would that be a correct statement?
Yeah, that would be accurate. You know, our heritage and our lineage goes back to, we were born in a bar. The first recruitment was done in a place it called Tun Tavern
during the
colonial times. Yep. Yeah. So, we initiated. They thought it would be a good idea. They needed people to, you know, be able to jump off a ship and do an amphibious assault on
beaches.
And like, where else could we find people crazy enough to do this that
bar.
Are also good at shooting things? And yeah, there you go. And kind of that's how the Marines started.
When did you enlist in the Marines?
So I joined the Marine Corps in 2002, in the wake of 9/11. You know, 9/11
yes,
had my junior year of high school. Yeah,
you
so
bet.
That was kind of a wake up call for me. I actually always wanted to serve. My father was a Marine in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. My grandfather was a Marine in World War II, and 9/11 happened, and it was like kind of a no brainer for me. So,
right. Plus, I've heard that expression: once a Marine, always a Marine. And if you have that, and if you have
true.
That as have that as part of your family heritage, I can certainly see why you would want to carry that on. Is that training as tough as everybody says it is?
Yeah, it's pretty tough. You know, it's very, very mentally demanding as much as it is physically. I mean, it's really. They really want to get you in the mindset that you're not an individual, that you're a team player, and you need to work in austere conditions and still be able to accomplish the mission, regardless of how you feel.
Have you seen...
Staying out there for the team and working... Yeah.
So maybe this is a little off base, but, you know, there's been a ton of Hollywood movies about the Marines. Do they get it right or wrong or partially either way?
You know, it depends. Sometimes they get it right, sometimes they get it wrong. You know, obviously Hollywood has to put their little bit of a twist and flair on it, but
almost
the essence of what we do. So,
well, all right. Well, let's get down to the party time.
Sure.
All right. So, 247th birthday happening November 10th. And where's the party, man? Where is the party?
Yeah, absolutely. It's right here in Chicago. We're having a celebration. Our organization is called the Chicago Marines Foundation. We throw a party every year on the birthday, which is November 10th, right in Wrigleyville at Old Crow. So Old Crow has been a longtime sponsor of ours. They donate their space to us for 3 hours, open bar with purchase of ticket. Right in Wrigleyville, right in the heart. It's an outstanding time, and it goes all ticket sales go directly to veteran charities. So,
and you've raised over, as I understand, $350,000 so far for those charities.
Yep, over the course of 9 years. Yep, that's what we've done so far. So
that's very commendable. And you don't have to be a Marine to go go to the party. You just got to.
No. Yeah, you just kind of have to be, fond of Marines
And think you can hold your own with them in a party situation.
sure. Yeah, it's not too bad. It's not too, it's not too military heavy. It's actually a really great time for those that are not familiar with our culture. It's a lot of fun. It's, the attire is kind of business casual. So, you even see a lot of folks wearing, suits or dresses. Outside of uniforms, so it's a really good time.
Old Crow Smokehouse in Wrigleyville at 3506 North Clark Street. This is November 10th at 6 p.m. and it goes on for 3 hours.
Yes, sir. Yeah, 3 hours. It's an open bar. We actually issue you, whoever comes, a canteen cup. So a little bit with Marine Corps tradition, you get a little tin cup. To drink your whatever spoils you have with, food's provided as well. So, yeah, it's a great time.
So these donations, you need donations. I mean, the whole idea is to be a fundraiser. I mean, it's not just like, hey, let's have a party. I mean, there's a reason behind all of this. How is all of that done? How do people make donations? And can you make donations even if you don't go to the party?
Sure. Yeah. So we accept both. So there's a couple things. We accept direct donations and sponsorships. Two of our sponsors, most notable sponsors right now because they've given the most, are our Black Rifle Coffee Company and then also Modelo Beer Brands. They have both contributed a lot. But you can donate in just a charitable sense. Purchasing a ticket, the donations go directly to our four charitable organizations that we donate to, one of them being PB Abate, the other is Simplifying America's Fund, the other being Project Relo, and then the final is No Veteran Left Behind, which is a Chicago-grown organization. And then the final way to donate is through our raffle. We host a raffle at the end of the night as well. So,
well, I'm totally behind all of this because I think it's one of the great disservices to all of our service people that we're so ready to send them over to defend our freedoms, but when they come back, it's like, catch you later, so to speak. So at least that's my opinion.
It's tough, absolutely.
Yeah, and I think we can't do enough for people who have served our country, really. So I hope this is a big success. There's a website, is there not?
Yes, yeah. We are Chicago Marines Foundation. .org. You can come to our website, check out a little bit more information, see some photos and some videos from past events. And also you make donations, purchase tickets on there. You can send us an email if you have any questions. But yeah, everything right there from our website.
After this party, at night, do you the next morning have a brunch of coffee and greasy food?
Of course. Yeah, we actually, some of our VIP guests, notable our guest speaker, which is Major Tom Schumann, some of the other guests, Mike Mendoza, who's a Chicago native as well, will be there. We have kind of a little breakfast to kind of drink some coffee, brush away some of the night. And absolutely.
Well, that sounds great. And such a great cause. Well, who's that?
Oh, that's my son, John. He's asking for some money back. He's about 2.5 years old.
Hey, John, how are you?
He just handed him his water.
Does he want to talk?
No, you know, he's got his water in his hands. He's thirsty. He's drinking it down. He's eating some snacks, you know, these little
The Marine, your future Marines is what we're talking about.
Possibly. Yeah. Don't tell my wife that, though.
Yeah. Okay. Mom's the word, Joe. Thanks for being with us, and have a great birthday party.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the support.
Anytime. John Landecker in for Dave Flyer at 747 at 720 WGN.